two legislative committees today began preparing for the special session that will include an override of ex-Governor Palin's veto of $28 million in federal stimulus money. Legislative staffer Larry Persily told members of the House and Senate Energy Committees that although Alaska has received federal money for the state energy program as recently as 2007, it's never received as much as the stimulus plan offers.
The money can be spent on, again, most anything dealing with energy efficiency. Retrofits, weatherizations, loans, or grants for energy efficiency projects. It can be distributed to municipalities. It can be used for promotion and public education of energy efficiency standards. It can be used for street lighting upgrades. It cannot go to land purchases, and it cannot go to pure research.
Then-Governor Sarah Palin's stated reason for the veto was a fear that the federal government would require the state or communities to develop energy codes. Persily says that's not the case.
The state is to assist, encourage, promote, but there's no requirement for a statewide plan. It's up to municipalities, with the state to provide information for municipalities that want to improve energy efficiency standards.
If the override is successful, there is no requirement that Governor Sean Parnell formally apply for the federal money or to spend the appropriation to the energy program. But Parnell's special assistant, Joe Balash, told lawmakers that the new governor will follow their direction. The special session is scheduled for August 10th.